You want me to talk dirty to you? Is that what you want? How about I tell you all the dirty things I did today? This morning, when I woke up and realized that I had the house to myself, I picked my outfit for the day carefully. I wore a pair of old jean shorts and a yellow tank top with a light pink bow on the collar and puke green rubber gloves. I went downstairs and first I looked at the laundry. Phew! Oh, the smell coming from the pile of dirty clothes was foul. But I did it all. The laundry was so big. There was so much that I didn't think it would fit. But I stretched and pushed and got it all in the machine. After the laundry was in the wash, I headed to the kitchen. Imagine my surprise at the mess there. Ooh, I looked at the countertop. When was the last time anybody even wiped it? I put my eager hands on the cucumbers, carrots, and zucchini that no one had put away, and I thrust them deep in the crisper. I got down on my knees and took the extra garbage bags out of the cupboard so I could take the kitchen trash out. Oh, and the fridge's heat exchanger had dust bunnies that they were just so massively tumescent. They couldn't be believed, so I swept them out. Then the floor, the mop. I pulled the handle to me and then thrust it away in an ever-building rhythm as I did the floor. And then I did the dishes. Oh, God, they were dirty. Washing them felt so hard to describe. God, I got so wet. My tank top was just soaked with soapy water. When I'd finished scrubbing all those dirty plates, I dried them with fluffy towels, and I felt so much better when it was clean. Then, when no one was looking, I went into my backyard and I took the long serpentine tube and pointed it at that hot outdoor oven and hosed the barbecue area. I've been such a naughty, dirty girl today. But my house sure is clean.